When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
When you love riding a motorcycle, you want to ride it everywhere, even to a physical.
Let's check your weight. Hop on the scale. Look at that. You're down a few pounds.
Oh, yeah. Must be the new carbon fiber wheels.
And when you love saving money, you want to save even more. That's why GEICO makes it easy to bundle your motorcycle and car insurance.
I'm going to prescribe 91 octane for your engine knock, and we'll want to see you again in 3,000 miles.
Kickstart your savings with GEICO Motorcycle. Bundle and save on the things you love.
Time now for another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. You know, we get you to work every morning on the Bob and Tom Show. Now every afternoon at 3, we're going to post a little extra for you to get you laughing on your way home or whenever you download this thing. Jess Hooker's in studio today, plus shaking all over Dolphins and Kostaki Economopoulos about the XFL. You'll hear all that coming up next.
Hi, I'm Chick.
Hi, I'm Jess.
Remember how you liked it so much and you kept saying, hey, come on back and do the podcast?
And you know what? It only took us a few years, but we listened.
Here we are.
Here we are.
What you need to do is become a Bob and Tom VIP and sign up for not only the off-the-air podcast, but you get video of the show every morning. You get Bob and Tom 24/7. You get
access to all of our old bits.
All the old podcasts and all the Bob and Tom shows. It's unbelievable what you get when you become a Bob and Tom VIP member. Not only that, but you also get amazing admiration from all your friends.
Yeah.
You just walk up to them and you go, you know, I'm a VIP with Bob and Tom.
Oh.
Yeah, that's what they'll do every single time. So do that now, won't you?
Let me tell you about a woman I have known. She lived over in England. She used to have the throne.
Queen Mum.
Beloved by all the Britons.
Queen Mum.
Her turn-ons were sunsets and kittens.
Wore a tiara, drove an old Fiero Queen Mum.
Really? Now that she's gone, I want to eulogize her. She lived so long thanks to the abdominizer.
Queen Mum.
Gave a bowling, I was told.
Queen Mum.
When she heard Camilla Parker bowls.
Love William and Harry. Thought Prince Charles was scary. Queen Mum.
At Diana's funeral, Elton sang a song. The Cavanettes and I, well, we're waiting by the phone.
Queen Mum.
English roses, all we heard.
Queen Mum.
As flowers go, for us, mum's the word.
Death has finally struck her. What a cool queen mother.
Shut your mouth.
We just talk about Queen Mum.
Queen Mum.
The Bob and Tom Show is still trying to wake up. In the meantime, more Bob and Tom Extra.
Welcome to the crazy house.
Remember Captain Kangaroo, the treasure house.
Dun 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 dun.
I'm just so pleased that young Jess knew that we've been playing a couple excerpts of different bands playing Shaken All Over, and you picked up the Who Live at Leeds version of Shaken All Over, which is
which I'm sad to report is the most boring of all the
versions. No, it's not.
God, it's still good. It's still good, but it's boring compared to
this is the best version.
Yeah, there's something raw and almost dangerous about this version.
Yes.
The Who seems very antiseptic.
This is the naked version.
Now, this to me sounds like a spy movie. That one sounds like a...
Well, it's got similar sounds, but...
Here's the Who's version.
It's too clean.
No, it's not clean at all. It's dirty. It's live.
Too clean.
That was the first one I ever heard, and so you've got, it sounded...
You like it dirty, Tom? Is that what you
easy.
Like?
Of course. Like it dirty? Absolutely.
What? Can we not hear that out of your mouth ever again?
Christy's been, poor Christy's been scarred. Between the on-air and the off-the-air conversation.
Can you not get into the, shall we say, digitizing?
Well, we have to.
No, we won't.
Sexuality. No, okay.
With the b-hole? Sure.
Nobody's interested. I'd prefer listening to.
Sounds like the Doors.
That's just four guys. That's so good.
It does sound good. It's just big, not. It's
plus the people under the stage.
It doesn't do the song justice.
You jackass.
Now, Tom, have you ever wondered what's the most covered song?
In the rock and roll realm?
Because we've written five versions of this.
This is opening a can of worms.
The most covered
Please
song.
Tell me it's that's a great, Lick It Up. That, lick a, It Up.
That's a great question. Yeah. That is seriously
Ace. Ace, you're closest to him. I have a baseball bat in the corner. Why don't you hit him in the head with it?
I'm going to go with Time After Time.
What?
The Cyndi Lauper?
That's a terrible guess.
Excuse me. Excuse me. I know that one of your friends wrote it.
Eric Bazillion's a good buddy.
You're going to have to tell the stupid story. Ace, do you know what the answer is?
So you don't even mean that answer.
No, jam story. I didn't know there were that many versions of this song we've been playing.
It is a lot of versions. Yeah. I agree.
It depends what, I mean, if you get into the pop music realm, there could
it's
be.
It's probably a Beatles
five
song.
Five most covered songs of all time.
Oh, here we go.
Yesterday by the Beatles.
Oh, there Damn you go.
It. I Can't Get No Satisfaction by the Rolling Stones. Imagine.
Grammatically incorrect.
Keith Richards.
According to YouTube, it's All of Me by John Legend. Love Yourself by Justin Bieber. Radioactive or Hallelujah.
Time After Time.
Time After Time's not any of these lists.
No, you just want to jam a story down.
Yeah.
You know, my
what
friend
are you
wrote
talking
that.
About?
I told you a bazillion times not to mention that song.
God.
All right, Nick, let's get off the topic.
Can we book Godwin on a cruise?
Hey, there's one going to Hong Kong.
Yeah.
I think
Christy,
I might have that.
What else is happening in the news?
You hear that? Godwin's got the corona. Did you hear it?
He's got it.
A viral video shows a stripper falling from a 15-foot pole before getting back up to twerk.
15 feet?
Yeah.
Hey, let me tell you something. This girl.
Have you guys seen it?
Employee of the month. She gets up and twerks. Mm-hmm. Come on.
Well, she doesn't get up. She twerks on all fours after she falls on her face.
Trying
Is she
to catch
twerking
her breath.
Or
video
seizing.
Captured.
Yeah. Let her get the story out, please.
Sorry.
The video captured at XTC Cabaret Dallas. Over the weekend shows the woman maneuvering upside down on the pole before plummeting to the stage. Another video taken right after the fall shows her getting onto all fours to twerk before performing a headstand. The woman, identified as Gina, that doesn't sound like a stripper name at all.
Isn't it Gina?
No, it's Gina.
Okay.
Gina.
Are we allowed to talk yet?
Josh, no, you're not allowed to talk yet. Josh, come
here. Said in a tearful Instagram video that she's okay, but fractured her jaw, broke a number of teeth, and sprained her ankle in the fall.
Okay, now here she is. Let me describe the video. You can see there she is, and the length that she falls is about, I would say, four or five times her body length.
Yeah, easy.
So she's up
like
there.
Like two stories?
Yes.
Yeah. And she, as she falls, she sort of flips over once and lands right on her face.
Falls fast and hard.
There you go.
Oh, that poor girl.
And then she kind of in a daze starts twerking on all fours.
Yeah.
Boy, oh boy.
According to another post, she had surgery on Monday, which she said went well, but that her jaw is wired shut.
Ooh.
She has set up a GoFundMe page to cover her medical expenses. She had the funding goal of $20,000, but has raised over $28,000 as of this.
Okay. All single dollar bills, by the way.
Okay, wait a minute. When she falls, it's like a sack of wet cement.
You're right.
Yeah,
you're right.
That's called gravity.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah, she hits hard.
Good Lord.
Poor girl.
You got to respect. The fact that she tried to, you know, keep dancing, is you got to admire her twerk ethic.
I guess one does.
We can't talk, but you said that.
I like it.
Wouldn't this particular nightclub have some kind of insurance?
Yeah, you would think.
It's hard to watch.
She almost falls on her right side. Her right side hits first, but man, it all
hits her face.
When did strippers start entering from the ceiling? When did that happen?
I mean, she climbed up and then came back
like mascots in an NBA game.
Okay. Yeah,
this,
right,
is,
yeah.
This is why she's not a firefighter.
Oh, okay.
Fell to the...
Yeah, that's a really long pole. I mean, usually they're like...
Thank you.
She's way, way
hardly,
up there.
Pat.
Yeah, it's impressive, but my God,
wow. That's... She pulled a hamstring and a G-string.
Well, she gets right into the twerk, though. She tries to cover it up like nobody saw that.
Well, she should have been wearing granny panties, then she would have.
Oh, should have.
Like a parachute.
Parachuted, yeah.
Oh.
Is there. Is...
Wait, what sound did it make?
Is that a tab on Pornhub, granny panties?
I don't know. Mm-hmm. Probably.
Sadly, probably.
Yeah.
Okay. Poor girl. Oh, okay. Yeah, what else do you got, Christine?
What else do we have? SeaWorld will stop letting trainers ride on the noses and backs of dolphins. The company said in a filing with federal regulators last week, seeking to avoid a confrontation with PETA. The animal rights group said its annual shareholding meeting. PETA has offers
I hope
for
they
the
call
chain.
Them PETA.
Welcome to the PETA meeting. I don't want anybody cheetah.
There's an organization called MEATA, MEATA. That would be their arch enemy.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. So no more of that. All
no
right.
More of that.
It's probably best for all involved.
Did you see that thing where they let them use those blowholes as bidets?
Oh, that's just Tom.
That wasn't that cruel.
That is just abuse.
Yeah, that is abuse. Yes. So thank goodness they're putting an end to that.
I hate myself.
What was the point of that?
They use it as a bidet.
Yeah, that is abuse.
Okay, all right.
You know, you can order a bidet online and you hook it to your existing toilet.
My aunt and
I'm going to do
have
it.
One on every
it's
toilet.
It's I'm honestly saving up.
That's like $200, isn't it?
No,
I want the good one.
Not the one that hooks onto the seat.
Yeah, well, no, one. I don't want a separate bowl. I want there are like the some that you can attach
yeah,
to your toilet.
To
excuse
toilet.
Me, you're going
to
like $1,200. Have an aftermarket toilet?
No. They attach to the bowl.
They attach to your yeah.
You have can get you some used for $200.
Just hop in the shower, okay?
That's what I yeah.
Josh, this is like you 3 weeks ago when you changed your faucet, you flooded the basement.
I did not. Flood
you
the
install.
Basement.
You install. If you install a bay a bidet, your house is gonna slid down into the valley you live
you
in.
You literally that's how just took it up to the water.
I know,
source.
And that's what he tells people.
Yeah.
Have you used the bidet?
I'm not joking, but my aunt and uncle have this exact model. It's $32. It's amazing.
Oh, okay.
Really?
Amazing. Right.
See, now there's the Toto Washlet. That's $313. Yeah. But there are
some really good ones that aren't real expensive.
I just climb up on my kitchen counter and use it. Use that dishwasher. Use that dishwasher sprayer.
That's the model.
Yeah, see? You just hook it. You take your seat off and hook that
that's
underneath.
That's exactly
and then,
what they
all
do.
All right, well, I'll let you guys know.
You plumb it up and there you go.
This thing, is my question, though. You know how when you use a hand dryer in a public restroom and it feels like it's just blowing germs everywhere?
Yeah.
Don't you feel like using someone else's bidet is the same way?
God. Oh, it'll be in my private master bedroom.
Yeah, I didn't say I used
it. No.
It's still going to be a fecal-encrusted spritzer.
Bring your own bidet.
No.
B-Y-O.
No, it's not. It's not sucking up fecal material. It's blowing it up.
But have you used a traditional bidet?
No, because I'm an American. I
never have.
Toilet.
No, never have.
And a shower.
Love it. Bidets change your life, man.
Where do you, when did you use a bidet?
Well, I went to Italy to pick up a cat. And I thought I'll take the van.
Somehow I feel responsible.
Go European. And not only European, but
you're a pooper.
Right. You're on fire today.
Hey, coming up, we have Kostaki talking about the XFL.
Huh? I'm very excited about that.
Elvin Bentley.
Did you see this? Oh, the PETA meeting, did you see this thing?
No, I didn't.
I mean, it's so crowded, you couldn't swing a dead cat without hitting anybody.
Oh, yeah. No, that's a busy meeting there.
Dear
I bet there are phrases that somebody would use in a PETA meeting accidentally. Like, look, I don't want to beat a dead horse. Sorry, everybody.
It's very, very funny. Now, hey, Kostaki, how are you?
I'm good. Good morning, everybody.
Hi.
Hi,
Kostaki. Your assignment was to watch some XFL action. And did you see that the ratings came out? They did pretty well.
Yeah, they did pretty well. Yeah, I thought it was a good weekend for them. What'd you guys think?
Yeah,
one-fifth of the ratings of the NFL.
Well,
maybe one-sixth. I'm just saying.
NFL has a 50-year head start.
I'm just saying.
Thank you, Ace, the voice of reason.
You know, that brings up a good point. At the first XFL game that I saw any video footage of, Steve Levy was saying, welcome to the XFL, and much like the NFL, in 100 years, they'll be playing this, showing people what the first game, implying that the XFL is going to be around.
He could be right.
Years.
What'd you think, Kostaki? Yep.
I liked it. It's obviously needs some polish. There were some talking over each other. There were a couple of, you know, directing choices I thought were awful. But the games were good, and the kickoffs are weird, and the extra points are fun, and there's a 25-second clock instead of a 40, and they're interviewing players during the game.
Yeah, but you like this stupid overtime we have to deal with now instead of sudden death, the way Vince Lombardi wanted it.
This overtime's awesome. It's 5 rounds of 2-point conversion attempts, and there's always a winner. It's like soccer, but good.
Yeah, except with the football.
Neat. Yeah.
Can you explain the extra point? You can't kick an extra point. You can do a play from the, what is it, the 2, the 5, or the 10, and it's 1, 2, 3
right.
and 3 points, right?
Right.
How often did that take place, do you know?
Boy, I didn't see the stats, but I did see a couple of games.
Yeah, and I think someone did convert so they got a 9-point touchdown, I think.
Really?
I think so.
Huh.
I think that's cool. Here's the worst XFL rule. Instead of the coin flip, they have a caucus.
That is a fine joke, my friend.
Why not put the other head coach, whoever scores, the team that doesn't score, the head coach has to go in a dunk booth. If he hits the coach into the water, you get another four points.
They're trying to avoid the stunt stuff.
I like it. They show the coaches and the players calling the plays in real time. I guess they're so sure no one is watching. The other team won't find out.
I said this. I don't know if Tom will remember this, and if he does, he'll probably deny it. I said this 20 years ago when they started with the satellite dishes and you could watch your own team wherever you lived.
Right.
I thought there should be another audio channel that had coaches and on-field mics that you could choose instead of listening to Tony Romo guess what the next play is. You could actually hear live commentary from the. I did like hearing the coaches
talk. They do that
in
car racing. So.
Yes, why not?
They should never have to do that because then they have to watch their mouths. They have to be aware.
The thing. You don't have to watch your mouths. It's like on the. You buy it. It's a subscription service.
All right. Well, in the XFL, you could hear them, and I would imagine they were told you have to watch your mouth.
Well, they said there were a couple F's.
There were some F-bombs.
There are curses. They're dirty curses.
Yeah, I heard about that.
I'm a firm believer that...
Who was coaching? Eminem? And now Eminem at the Oscars. Beep!
Well, they're interviewing players literally right after a key play. They're out of breath and they're talking.
Yeah.
I thought it was, you know, it's different. That's the thing. You're never going to be the league with the best football. You're the best sideshow. Do all the weird stuff. Get Ocho Cinco and Terrell Owens and Johnny Manziel and Ray Rice. Be a spectacle.
Yeah.
The time is right. Time is right for my dunk tank idea.
Yep. Mm. Entertain me.
I agree. I'm with you. Let's
do
it.
Were they chugging
get
beer
Kaepernick
in the locker room?
Oh, they might. I think they were.
They were chugging beer in the locker room after the game.
Yeah, they showed
the Battle Hawks were, I believe. Yeah.
Okay.
That's great.
Instead of Gatorade.
Yeah. Halftime.
Okay. You only need 1 foot in, which is perfect for Antonio Brown. The other foot's in his mouth. Am I right?
There we go. Yeah. Back to the jokes. I like that very much.
Manziel trashed the XFL this week. He said he wouldn't play for another league that's going to fold midseason. Dude, you're a quarterback who folds midseason. This league's perfect for you. Manziel said if he never plays football again, it's cool because he already went further than he ever could have imagined. Really? You can't imagine being a solid journeyman quarterback for the Cleveland Browns because he didn't get that far.
Yeah.
He needs to work on his imagination. Try some ayahuasca or something. In December, Manziel's wife filed for divorce because he cheated on her. I'm surprised he could cheat. I thought all of his passes ended in interception. Am I right? The Chiefs' Super Bowl parade was interrupted by a car chase. How American. We put a car chase in everything now. I assume there were some gratuitous breast shots as well. When Andy Reid took his shirt off.
Wow. He's a big guy.
The Niners had 5 fans meet them at the airport. 5.
That was so sad.
Or as the Chargers call that, pretty good day. here's the saddest part. 4 of those 5 were Uber drivers for the players.
That doesn't really count, does it?
Hey, Kostaki, did you see that Philip Rivers is officially no longer a Charger?
He's no longer a Charger. He's going away.
He got out, man.
He's already got 9 kids. I'm terrified to see what happens now that he's got some extra free time. Get some Netflix and a hobby.
He's going to become a Buccaneer or a Colt, maybe.
Those are the rumors.
Maybe. He's in Florida, right?
Yeah, he moved to Florida with his family already.
He needs a hobby, but don't play Jenga. We know your pullout game sucks. You know what I'm saying?
Whoa. The man has some jokes.
He has a lot of children. Pullout game.
The Browns are raising ticket prices. Hey, at least they have a plan. Next season, they're going to run the ball behind their gigantic testicles.
Yeah, that does take balls, doesn't it?
There's today's edition of the Bob and Tom Extra for you. Make sure you catch us every weekday afternoon at 3. You can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For the Bob and Tom Show, this is Christopher speaking. Have a great one.
John brings his skewed sense of humor. Jeff brings tips to cut strokes off your next round. Together, it's those weekend golf guys.
They'll pay a lot of money to PXG and Titleist and Callaway and on and on and on. Right? How many yards do you think you're going to pick up with that extra driver? I think I can get an extra 5 to 10. What if I give you 15 to 20? Can you pay me more?
Jeff Smith teaches on the sliding scale.
Those weekend golf guys, the podcast, part of the Believe Network. Just search BLEAV on YouTube or wherever you listen.